Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Blue Cosmic Eagle, and it is the 13th day of the Blue Night Wave Spell. And it is the cosmic moon, day one. So we've had this interesting weekend where yesterday was a crystal day in the crystal moon. The last day of the crystal moon was crystal. And today is the first day of the cosmic moon, and it is cosmic. It's really cool because in the crystal moon, we had three crystal days. So we had this overlap in the 13-day wave spells, that would be a crystal day, with the 13-moon year and wave spell, which would be the crystal moon. So to have three is as many as you can have, and it's more likely that there would be two, but we had three, and so we got to really be in the teaching of the crystal tone, and then we are now embarking on the same exact exciting journey / teaching moment in the cosmic moon. So yesterday was White Crystal Wizard, and it was, I can't think of what the other crystal days were in the crystal moon, but finishing up in the crystal tone in both the calendars is effective or has a resonance. You know, I have really struggled in the last, I've struggled a lot in the second half of the Blue Night Wave Spell. My favorite Blue Night became very arduous for me, right down to this last crystal day in the crystal moon. I had to really lean into what the crystal moon had taught me and reassured me coming down into the last day of it when I was just been hit with so much stress-related, like emotionalism, just too much built-up stress over too long, and having a really thin skin for challenge right now. And yet, being in the crystal day of the crystal moon, ultimately I was able to wrap my head around the likelihood that things would come to stillness. You know, all this stirred anxiety inside me. I'm always ignited these days by triggers, and just really finally understanding that you can be in the crystal moment and presume that things aren't winding up to be really desperate or really difficult, but they are in fact soothing and calming themselves. Now, the caveat there, or the counterposition, is that the cosmic moon and the cosmic tone, always following the crystal one, pushes us into a kind of, I would say, dread and discomfort that is the weight of the, in this instance, year that's to come after the cosmic moon, or the wave spell that's to come after the cosmic day, kind of the cosmic moment capturing us in, yes, the stillness and peace and resolution from the year or the wave spell that was, but bridging us to a whole new journey that is full of unlearned lessons and sublimated memories or knowledge of self that is going to burst into
awakening over the course of a wave spell. So it's kind of like living through our underpinnings or our interior that hasn't yet moved to the surface. So I just have this kind of bleak outlook at the moment because there's just been so much stimulating anxiety for me that I just feel like when I get to the cosmic tone of this cosmic moon, I'm just going to be in all the grating and chafing of the year to come. And I think that's histrionics on my end. I mean, I'm really coming through the crystal moon, recognizing that that things can be calmed and stilled by focusing on simplicity. I'm going to talk about my dad really briefly because he's crystal and I interacted with him. I called him on the crystal day of the last day of the crystal moon, and just, you know, so once again, my father has cancer. He's going to have to take a bunch of hormones that destimulate testosterone. So talking about becoming more feminine for a while in anticipation of his radiation treatment. And then his wife of many, many years, decades and decades, but not my mother. She is struggling to walk after a stroke and may not really walk easily again. And I mean, that I complain about my eyes being bad in middle age. I just don't know what on earth it's like when you get to this point in your lifespan where suddenly you just might not be able to walk again with any ease. So my father's equanimity and relaxation around these two major impasses in their collective lives, cancer and a stroke with long-term implications, he's just all chill, you know? He just reads the New York Times in the morning, eats his toast. Like, he does the same thing all the time. He's just in routine. He's willing to talk about everything. He does so without any emotion. And here I am, the blue storm. Just everything about this is emotional to me. Everything about bearing witness to the generation above me, transiting to vulnerability and impermanence, I had no idea that it was going to shake me up so much. And not from like shock, just more like it's disarming. It's energetic integration. And a lot of my father's peace and stillness and crystal tone identity meant that in my family of origin, I felt all the feelings because he didn't have to, because he's just got resolution and cooperation built into him. But therefore, they were like orphans that, you know, had to find a home somewhere. So they bunked with me. And I am mentioning this because my father talks so in such a relaxed or neutral manner about what is happening in their household, while I am having crying emotional breakdowns about, you know, I have a story about I destroyed a bird nest by accident this week. I was pruning some ivy that had overtaken this property originally, and so I keep it really in check, that ivy, and I'm like, oh, cool, there's a bird's nest in it. They're so beautiful. I love looking at bird's nests. And then I realized there were all these three broken tiny eggs at the base of the telephone pole where the ivy had been growing. And then I just was shattered. I was just emotionally wrought that I had murdered. I was on Yellow Planetary Human. I couldn't have been more yellow human, disturbing the peace of the bird populace, thinking about the mom and dad who made the nest. it's not funny. My PETA neighbor called me a fucker, and I'm like, yeah, I feel it. That's exactly how I feel. I just feel terrible. So in any case, that kind of thing just leaves me ravaged. And my dad, you know, isn't ravaged at all by cancer. So I'm just once again overstating what it's like. what it's like to really learn about a parent through their time and see how in sync with their birth astrology they are, and also to learn about the time through the parent or any loved one that you are close to. You can learn a lot about Mayan astrology through the people in your lives. So let's just kind of break down where we're at. We're finishing up the blue night wave spell. The cosmic day here, blue cosmic eagle, guided by storm, is the completion point of the blue night wave spell. I talked about it last podcast, how it kind of grabbed me as being a really body-centered, body breakdown time for me. I had the most significant dream on the overtone day of the wave spell. That was the fifth day, and then I didn't really have very many memorable dreams. But being in physical pain was like a nightmare. It really was. So I think that that's an interesting twist that I forgot, is that when we dream at night, sometimes our dreams are disturbed and we call them nightmares. They shake us up and hopefully they wake us up before we suffer too much within them. But I actually ended up having kind of like the dreaming into waking with a lot of nightmarish tones. You know, the bird thing I just described. I had another bird thing where there's a duck, mother duck, with her babies, like four or five. She's constantly trying to cross the freeway that's near my home with her ducks. And it just is awful, because even if you can clear her off, you know, and get her off on the off ramp and away from it, you just know that you can't stay there and make sure she barricade her from doing it later. There was even a highway patrolman who was completely shepherding her away from it, and that was pretty cool. But that's like super upsetting to the equilibrium, like a nightmare. And the last thing I'll say is that I was trying to rebound and get some laboring done here after days of really being too unwell to do anything, and I went and bought lumber for a builder who's helping, and they loaded it up for me because it was way too heavy for me to do in my state. They loaded it inside the truck where the pieces of wood were kind of butted up against the windshield from the inside. And then I braked in the parking lot to leave, and they just crushed my windshield. They just like shattered it the way that it looks like a spider web. And I really am just describing, like, these are nightmarish turns. They're very retrograde items. Also, finishing out a retrograde that lots of people believe is sort of over, but there's the shadow afterwards that we're still in until after 4th of July, and I'm having a hard time. That was my big pseudo car accident experience for this particular retrograde. So that was the thing about the blue night wave spell. It's just almost like twists of the imagination that you couldn't really create. Like, nightmares are that way, just like dreams are. Like, wow, I would never have thought of that. It's just happening, unfolding in my psyche, or my collective connection to the psyche of all beings. Same when things kind of go wrong in really surprising ways. I do want to say that I guess it was the crystal day and the crystal moon. Went to the post office, and there was just like a very fat check or money order from the IRS. I don't know why. I guess they finally found me for some reason. So that was the evidence of that we do have our little lotto moments where we get a cash outpouring. I cited at the beginning of this wave spell, you know, using my intuition, which this wave spell's a lot about, I cited that I would probably learn about abundance by how much I had to spend in this time. And I did have to spend a ton of money and learn that lesson. And it was hard to learn. It was searing. Okay, so I think we're just going to put blue night to bed. I still love blue night because I love dreams, but maybe I just love dreaming. This one was pretty rough for me in part. So now we'll turn to Yellow Warrior. Fucking just Don't know what to say about that. I want to remind myself and you that Yellow Warrior, I mean, it is a war. There's a war that will happen. But, you know, probably only one. It's a big war, not a battle. Like, a battle is getting mad in the parking lot at Home Depot. I'm trying to avoid telling that story. That's a battle. That's sparring. But a war is many stages, many battles. So I think that you can think of the Yellow Warrior Wave spell as not just fighting with everyone around you, but rather having one wave spell oriented fight, the right fight, the right justice cause in your own life, the way that you're going to be fearless and defend something in you or around you that is vulnerable, the way you're going to be a protector, you're going to shield yourself, the way you're going to move fearlessly forward, because fearlessness is a really big part of Yellow Warrior. It doesn't say fighting, you know, Yellow Warrior, the power of fighting. It says the power of fearlessness. And I thought about that because I had so much anxiety on the crystal day and the crystal moon. Just really, again, I just can't emphasize enough how paralyzing it is to be stressed out to the degree that I have been. And so what I recognized feeling this Yellow Warrior Wave spell coming along tomorrow is that I started to overcome some of my anxiety by being fearless. And it was organic, you know, it was sort of capitulation. Like, I just can't actually figure out how to overcome these challenges as I'm perceiving them. I'm stuck, I'm paralyzed. And then I felt this sort of like wave or wind of new energy, which was me becoming the warrioress. And all that meant wasn't like, I want to fight everyone, because it's actually way more cool and calm than hot-headed rage, but rather like, I'm going to see my own strength. I'm going to recognize my life history, that I have skills and I have experienced challenge before, and I am going to have this like courage, but also fearlessness. Like, oh wait, I don't have to be anxious. I mean, anxiety is just fear. It's like hysterical fear and physical fear pulsing, but fearlessness is less anxiety. And I suddenly am feeling relieved that we're moving to Yellow Warrior. At first I was like, oh wow, I'm going to get smote in a battle. They're going to come after me and they're going to win. Then I mean, that could still happen, but I just was like, oh, okay, I remember the Yellow Warrior Wave spell from other times, or Yellow Warrior days, where you just get this boost of confidence. And it is what, you know, when you feel fearless, have fearlessness, then you can do something that you wouldn't do if you were afraid. And that's why the Yellow Warrior Wave spell is exciting, because we go somewhere that we wouldn't if we had fear. When I was really young, my mom and I went to New York City, and she is a blue eagle who is super afraid of heights, which is fascinating to me. But, you know, some of it's that the way she's so in her head that she has a hard time connecting her feet to her mind. So she has a hard time going downstairs because she's so in her eagle eye, upper chakra mind, that, you know, her feet and grounding or weak. So we went to the top of the Twin Towers, and it was terrifying for her, and it was somewhat terrifying for me. And I don't know why I'm telling this story, but it just feels to me like the ultimate encapsulation of just taking the elevator up, thinking it's a bad idea, having all this paralysis, and then just getting through it one step at a time. Not really the whole one day at a time, but rather facing physical threat, physical fear, just moving through it gingerly, but and carefully, but moving through. So I don't know if that was the greatest analogy, and I don't really know where I was going on that little journey. That was a dreamlike journey back to the Twin Towers catching me. See, I'm so, it's probably just hormones, but I just feel like crying because I'm like, and then there aren't any Twin Towers anymore. And that reminds me, you know, of that tragedy, which is connected now to a horrible, similar tragedy in Miami with the building that collapsed there. Talk about a nightmare. But that's the Yellow Warrior Wave spell starting tomorrow. Check it out. You'll feel it today, the cosmic day. You will feel the first instances of fearlessness. Other words for Yellow Warrior are to question. That's the action, to question. And intelligence. When we're in Yellow Human, the word is wisdom. When we're in Yellow Warrior, the word is intelligence. I think of wisdom as, you know, people gain wisdom as they gain life experience. And intelligent is more of like the acumen or the excellence of a well-functioning mind. So wisdom comes from experience, but intelligence is sort of innate skills at assessing and analyzing. And that makes sense. Like a good warrior has that. So we have that now moving into this wave spell. So I guess I talked about the cosmic tone a bit. The cosmic moon is always this time of year. It always begins on whatever this day is, the 27th of June. Always June 27th until July 24th is the cosmic moon. So all of your life history, thinking about that first pulse of summer vacation and your kids' summer times, really leans into this final wind-up and connective point between years. Winding up of the blue lunar storm year we've been in and connection to the yellow electric seed year to come. I just don't have any answers for why I have gotten really fragile recently. I don't know if there's a parallel for you. A lot of what I do when I broadcast, podcast, for all the decades now that I have, is to try to help people understand if you're suffering right now, this is why. This could be why, you know, like I want to help validate that you are uncomfortable by explaining how that would make sense astrologically or in terms of nature. So we just had the full moon and I do find them challenging. They have their title for me, they're extreme. So we went through that for 3 or 4 days. It can last that long. I found that it was too much light to have the full moon all night long. And then this, the longest days for me, there's nowhere to hide. It's just too much light and heat exposure. So that is off-putting to me. I like winter. I like shadows. And then I've explained that Blue Night has been a way for us to evaluate how our bodies are. The place where our soul shelters is in the wellness and strength of our body. And I have to admit that I haven't been taking care of my body because I've been working like a Mayan pyramid builder. So then the crystal tone, how can that be about discomfort? Well, it's about cooperative, collective reckoning. It's about being with everyone else, connected, instead of disparate and insulated from everyone. It's the time when we move together universally. And it's really rough out there in the world. And it's rough for me inside my being, feeling this world of humans and all that are affected by human actions and decisions. So without me having thought of it prior, I think that the crystal moon, and I do have this problem with my dad in my whole lifetime as well, so he represents kind of like the The way people are, the way most people are. And then I happen to be pretty stormy for the way most people are, and too much energy, too much force, and I don't feel like I fit because I've got so much force and energy. So I think the crystal moon can be challenging for those of us who prefer more solitude and separation from community, from society. That was a major theme for me. God. And then the last thing, I just want to throw it there. I don't know how empathic you are. I don't know if you've considered your empathy levels. I'm super empathic. It's like a handicap, and it's like a superpower. It's something that's becoming more clear and more strong and present as I grow older. And I live literally adjacent next door to a prison. So I realized I had to separate my energy from the collective, the crystal cooperative universal experience happening in this prison right next door to my home, because there are a lot of people in there, men who probably feel like they're dying, you know, that they're alive, but that they're impeded to such a degree in their movement that it's like being living dead. So I think that has bled over into my feeling state. So practicing separations and owning our space, especially going into this cosmic shift where we're not really experimenting or dedicating ourselves to the crystal universal experience. Now we're like, okay, liberated, you did great. You felt how it is to be connected to everyone. Now you can be cosmic, where you're connected to the cosmos, not just what's here societally. So that's a good shift. I'm very, very beaten down by life experience right now, so I don't want to be like, oh, I love the cosmic stone when we're one with the cosmos. It's amazing. Oops. I just want to take it one day at a time. And Blue Cosmic Eagle, Guided by Storm, could be an interesting beginning. Like I said, there'll be 3 cosmic days in this cosmic moon. So use this first one to get a really strong hit on what the cosmic tone is, because when it's exponential like this, it's a teaching moment from divinity to you. And stacked, synchronic amplification. All you have to do is bear witness, just pay attention, and you'll see what the cosmic tone is. It is one with the cosmos. It's about enduring and transcending presence. It's one of Jose Arguelles's triad of words, the action, power, and the essence that he chose for each of the tribes, each of the tones. This one is really beautiful because it sounds like those words are connected to endure and transcend presence. So again, you endure what's uncomfortable. When you sit and meditate and you're itchy or you have a leg cramp, you're taught, I think, to endure that without a lot of itching and moving, and then you transcend it. It stops being itchy. You stop being achy. You are in a transcendent state that is complete presence, or being one with the cosmos, one with all that lives. And that's what we do in the cosmic tone without sitting in meditation, although you might. You know, we just practice being with discomfort and also the positive, you know, pleasurable parts of sitting in meditation, like choosing to spend time being in a spiritual state, choosing to spend time in quietude and reverence and in peace, in action. Those are things that are pleasurable about the cosmic tone. It's true, though, that when you pay attention deeply to what is happening in you and in your space, you'll find that there are things happening in you and in your space that are not fun. But if you just endure that patiently, not like repress it, but rather bear witness, watch it come, watch it go, then you have a transcendent experience. And that's what we do for these 28 days. So, welcome to the Cosmic Moon, and welcome to the Yellow Warrior Way spell that starts tomorrow, and I'll be back. I'll be back to talk about the Yellow Warrior Way spell as it starts to show us its shield. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.